This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
On this October evening, and it is so beautiful, the First Lady and I welcome you to the White House to bear witness to history. We will proudly swear in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it. Thank you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Joe and Kamala, when they are in office, they're not going to have... You're not going to have to worry about what crazy things they're going to say.
Oh, really?
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China.
What does he want? What does he say?
We're not going to have a president when Joe Biden's in office that goes out of his way to insult people just because they don't support him.
That literally just happened.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me in a criminal case, and my father without telling me.
This all sounds very interesting.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Does this look like a couple of guys who were taking it seriously? The Cuomo Brothers Comedy Hour joking about the size of the Q-tip that you would need for his nose
to get a test.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Did you know who Mayor Bottom's father is? The mayor in Atlanta that Biden is with this afternoon? Major Lance. Do the monkey time. I did not know that until just now, and I'm passing it on to you. 844-500-4242. No wonder she was elected. People had good memories of Major Lance. 844-500-4242. We have a Senate fight in Massachusetts going on, and it's Ed Markey, Mr. Frosty, running against Kevin O'Connor. And we wanted to have Kevin on and see how things were going. Kevin, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Listen, I heard that you know that that ballot drop-off box in front of the BPL that was burned up. I heard there were 5,000 Kevin O'Connor votes in that box.
Yes, exactly. We have our litigation ready to go now.
Maybe 10,000. That's I'm just getting
exactly.
New reports. You know, what could possibly go wrong, Kevin, having those ballot boxes just out in the open? You just drop your ballot in there and nothing's going to happen? It doesn't matter if it's on a deserted street in Wellesley, Massachusetts, something bad could happen, right? It's crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah, bullseyes on it. I mean, it's this system is just too wide open. It's an invitation for misconduct. But I want everyone to know that it's a very serious offense if you tamper with ballots. It's a federal offense, last I checked. And I hope and expect everyone will have the good sense to avoid that nonsense.
Yeah. So how's it going with you? You obviously haven't been able to get another debate with Mr. Frosty.
We're still waiting for a response, yes. So it's going great. We have gotten the endorsements of every major police organization across the state. The police are understandably furious at him, and the Massachusetts Police Association actually called upon him to resign because of his irresponsible statements, which he basically duplicated yesterday when he was saying those horrible and defamatory things that were clearly directed at Judge Coney Barrett and are totally inappropriate and unworthy of the U.S. Senate.
Why don't you tell people what he said? Because it didn't get a lot of publicity up here in Boston, obviously.
Yeah, so Judge Coney Barrett was sworn in. She is what's called an originalist, or she adheres to the concept of originalism, which basically just means you apply the Constitution as written, and if there's any ambiguity, right, you try to figure out what the framers intended. Right.
Right. She's not a super legislator. If she wanted to make laws, she would run for a legislature, a Congress or a state legislature. But she's interpreting the laws. I mean, it's real basic stuff, isn't it? It's civics 101.
Absolutely. And she ran circles around the Democratic questioners who tried to take her on that, because these are bedrock principles of any constitutional democracy. And so Ed Markey yesterday said that originalists, which include many Supreme Court justices, many of the greatest American legal minds we've ever had, originalists are racists, homophobes, and he piled on slur after slur after slur on top of that. His comments, which are just exactly the same tone that he's taken in vilifying police officers across the country and vilifying ICE, his comments are so unworthy of the U.S. Senate. We're going to take him out. People are sick of it, and we're going to take him out on November 3rd.
Just in case people, cops or friends of first responders aren't keeping up with the issues that much in the Senate fight. What has he said about police officers? Just make the pitch, Kevin.
He vowed to return all police money back in April because he said that police officers are unworthy of supporting his campaign. He called the officers who were acquitted in the Breonna Taylor case murderers. He has talked about ICE agents and police officers across the country using weapons of war, including beanbags and tear gas, to terrorize people. So he has just over and over vilified police officers, and not once in seven debates with Joe Kennedy and not once in his debate with me could he say a kind word about a police officer. So the people who put their lives on the line for us every day, and last I checked, were heroes in most people's books. The heroes during the marathon bombing. This guy, Senator Markey, wants to defund them. He's vilifying them, and he wants to give voting rights to the marathon bomber. It's totally out of control, and we got to stop it.
He called the cops in Louisville murderers, even though Breonna Taylor's boyfriend admitted that he fired and wounded a cop first before they returned fire.
Absolutely.
What is it with these Democrats? And some of them are lawyers, some of them aren't, but they call people who haven't even been convicted, and in some cases it's obvious they weren't murderers, but they just use this this vitriol, this rhetoric that's untrue and just a horrible thing to say about someone when he shoots somebody defending himself.
Well, Howie, in any other context it would be defamation. It would be defamation, but Ed Markey has full legislative immunity, so he can say these things on a premeditated basis that he knows are false. He is harming actual families, actual police officers, but he, unlike the rest of us, operates in the bubble of immunity. It is outrageous, and it's all part of the cancel culture that we're seeing, because instead of debating and engaging people on the merits, and this is why he was afraid to debate me, because he can't handle substantive argument. So it's all cancel culture. He just derides people with bad names, and for him that's the end of the discussion, and that's a terrible development for our democracy.
Somebody wants to know, are you spending enough time in Central Mass? We're on WCRN in Worcester, and we have a huge and we're in Fitchburg. We're all over the place in Central Mass. Have you been out there enough? Are you going out there?
I love Central Mass. I was out there this weekend with Sheriff Lou, Senator Ryan Fatman, and all the great state representatives out there. And they are all back to blue supporters. They're all great people. And I had a great event out there this weekend. I was in Grafton as well with Bruce Chester, who's a great state legislative candidate. So I've been out there a bunch of times, but I'll be back more. I got a week to go, and we're going to run through the tape. And we're going to win this thing, Howie.
I hope so. I hope so. I'm tired of Mr. Frosty. It's time for him to go retirement home somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, he's no one. People say, oh, how do you beat a Democrat in Massachusetts? And people say they usually win in the Senate races. But no one has ever run before as a Democratic Socialist. And that is what Ed Markey is. He has wrapped himself in the AOC, Bernie Sanders wing of the party. He's making these extreme statements. He's vilified. He mocked JFK during the primary. And he is outside the mainstream of his own party. He is way outside the mainstream of Massachusetts, and people are sick of it.
Even though he didn't vote for his own legislation, he filed the Green New Deal in the U.S. Senate. He's the main sponsor of it. And what would that do for fuel oil prices now that people are having to get ready for the colder weather?
It'd be just great. Yeah. So he just, in case people don't know, he filed the Green New Deal bill, and then it was put up for a vote in the Senate, and he was afraid to vote for it. He voted present on his own bill. The legislative equivalent of bedwetting.
And it wasn't the first time he'd voted present. His first vote in the Senate was a present, too. So he's a real profile in courage. There's no question about it. Where do people go if they want to find out more about you or get involved in the campaign in the last days here, Kevin?
It's KOC for Senate. K is in Kevin, OC for Senate.com. It's the opposite of AOC. We got to take these people out. This is the year.
All right, Kevin O'Connor, we'll be talking to you before the election again. KOC for Senate, if you want to learn more about Kevin O'Connor. Thank you, and get working on that ballot box. I heard there were 15,000 of your votes in there.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Kevin. If you haven't tried Super Beet soft chews yet, you're missing out. These are great. This is a great product. It's a great health product. Tastes like candy. It looks like candy. It's wrapped in foil, but it's really good for you. And it's no caffeine, no refined sugar. It's a great boost for your heart health. It's a great boost for your circulation, your blood pressure, and it gives you a burst of energy. I take one of these Super Beet soft chews in the morning before I even have my first cup of coffee, and then I have one right before the show every day to give me a boost of energy to sharpen me up, or I hope it sharpens me up anyway. Super Beet soft chews, which again I'm holding up for you right on the social media camera, combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beet chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Super Beet chews promotes heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support and the energy that you want. And if you love Super Beet chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious Vitamin D3 chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support immune health. Humana's all-new Vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And again, these are very tasty, and they're good for you. That's a good twofer. And now you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beet chews when you buy two bags of Super Beet chews at superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Super Beet chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beet chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 chews. Hurry to superbeetsradio.com/Howie. superbeetsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with fresh ingredients and mouthwatering recipes delivered to your door contact-free. Now you can order larger HelloFresh boxes for even better value. Get $80 off across five boxes, including free shipping on your first box when you use code Howie at HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose cackle is more obnoxious, Kamala Harris's or Hillary Clinton's?
I'm voting for Kamala.
54% say Kamala.
All right. Okay. There's a question on the ballot next week, and if you've already voted, I hope you voted the right way. It's question two, and it would establish ranked choice voting in Massachusetts. This is a campaign that's being promoted by out-of-state billionaires. They're also trying to flip Alaska. They've already flipped Maine, and it's made it close to impossible for Republicans to get elected. Basically, ranked choice, the way ranked choice voting works is they keep counting the votes until the left-wing lunatic progressive moonbat, whatever you want to call him, wins. That's what it boils down to. And but many people don't understand it. There's not much of a campaign. That the campaign to fight it is underfunded, but we've still got people working on it, people who are trying to do the right thing, one of whom is Anthony Amore. He was a candidate for Secretary of State a couple of years ago. And he's one of the people that's involved in trying to fight this this attempt by out-of-state billionaires to impose ranked choice voting on the citizens of Massachusetts. Anthony, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
So tell us, how does the campaign look? I'm told that the polls look actually pretty good, considering that the other side has all the money.
The polls do look pretty good. There was a UMass Channel 5 poll last night that showed us within the margin of error and with 9% of the people undecided. So as you mentioned, when one side has almost $10 million and the other side has a few thousand, you can see that our message is the right one because we're getting through to people, and the polls show that they understand that this is a bad thing for Massachusetts.
Tell us why it's a bad thing, Anthony.
Howie, it is so bad, it would take us a half an hour, but there's a myriad reasons. First of all, it's a system that is so confusing for the voter that in some places where it's been implemented, upwards of 10% and sometimes more of the voters' ballots are discarded because they're what's called spoiled. So somebody makes a mistake on the ballot and it's cast aside. And when you think about 10% of the people having their ballots turned off, that's a huge problem. And again, it could be more. Another reason is because the ballot's so confusing that it discriminates against older voters who find it very difficult, against communities of color, against people who have English as a second language. So it's just not a fair system. And as the governor said today when he came out against it, the last thing we need is adding confusion to the controversies that surround our elections already.
Right. So basically what this does is, well, first of all, this has been opposed by all kinds of politicians on both sides of the aisle. I mean, in California, Governor Newsom and Governor Jerry Brown, certainly not our cup of tea, but they realize what a disaster this is because they're from the Bay Area where this is used. It was used in the city of San Francisco, and it was a disaster, right? And Jesse Jackson is against it too, right?
Yeah, the NAACP of New York State and countless other people. I'm glad you brought that up because the pro side will often say Elizabeth Warren, Maura Healey, Deval Patrick are all for ranked choice voting, and the response is because they've never had it. The people, even on their side of the aisle that you just mentioned, had it and understand it's a disaster. And one of the things that I would point out is the people of Ann Arbor, Michigan, Aspen, Colorado, Burlington, Vermont, a number of other places had it and repealed it because it doesn't work. And it's elections are too important to just throw down the drain and try this new and failed system.
Yeah, and again, I thought when I had you on before, somebody tried to explain it to me, a texter, and I thought he had the best way. The system is they get to keep counting votes until the progressives win. Isn't that what it really boils down to? Anthony?
Exactly. It's exactly. One of my friends called it the Yankee swap of elections.
Where do people go to get more information? Quickly.
RankedChoiceIsNoChoice.com. RankedChoiceIsNoChoice.com.
We'll talk to you again, Anthony. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Taylor, will you tweet out a link to Rank Choice is No Choice? I think people are having a hard time understanding exactly what Anthony said. You know, so just put out a tweet with a link to it if you can. I would appreciate it. It's really important to stop this. I mean, it's just outrageous. I mean, this is another one of the things, like abolishing the Electoral College, letting felons vote, going down to 16 new states. You know, packing the Supreme Court. This is just another way to steal elections for Democrats. It's very important. 844-500-4242. Grace put up a new video today at HowieCarrShow.com. HowieCarrShow.com. Well, I'll let Grace tell you what it's all about. It's pretty entertaining, though, I think. Go ahead, Grace.
So I did my top five moments at the Howie Carr Show. I'm not going to give them away, but you're involved in a lot of them, Howie.
I should be.
Our listeners are involved in a lot of them. I've already gotten a lot of great response from it. A lot of people are on the site checking it out. And yeah, it's a really fun video. It's short, but it gives you a lot of behind-the-scenes information about the Howie Carr Show.
All right. So that's good. So go to that. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com, and you can find Grace's video. And while you're there, visit the Howie Carr Show store. Just click on store. And we have a special deal for celebrating the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett as the ninth member of the U.S. Supreme Court. If you go onto the site and you can get a free copy of What Really Happened if you buy something else. But what you have to do is you have to, when you get to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. The first thing you have to do is put the What Really Happened in your cart. That's my book about the 2016 election. Then buy anything else. Some of the offers are not very, most of them aren't very expensive. Some of them are less than others. And if you buy something else and you have What Really Happened in your cart, just go to checkout. And when you see coupon code, just type in Amy, A-M-Y, for Amy Coney Barrett, and you'll get the What Really Happened for free. So it's a good deal. And it's only for today. It's a one-day deal, one day only. So just pick what you want, get some Christmas shopping done, or buy one of those restaurant gift certificates. We got all kinds of restaurant gift certificates from Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. And you can have some fun. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Now, Governor Parker. Oh, we need the sound. We need the intro for Charlie Parker here.
You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident, or killer bees. The beggar to spare you, Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
You know, it's an amazing thing. You know, there are so many people testing positive. So many people testing positive. 1,000 people tested positive today. They're giving out, like, I don't know how many tests. They're giving out 15,000, 20,000 tests a day. So there are a few people going to test positive. You know how many people died today? Seven people. I'm sorry they're dead, okay? But everybody dies. And nobody's dying of the flu anymore, but everybody's dying of COVID. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you it's probably not exactly on the level. But Charlie Parker is trying to keep the panic going, at least through the election. I don't know what he's hoping to get out of this. But basically, I got a bunch of stuff to play here. You could open up the lines and we could take some calls Taylor. But let's start with Cut 43. Let's ruin Thanksgiving first.
Thought I might spend a minute talking about Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
I think we all know the last 9 months have been tough on everybody.
Not you. You've had a ball.
The holidays are usually a time when we all get together to celebrate the spirit of the season. But there's just no way around it. The holidays have to look and feel different this year if we're going to keep up the fight against COVID.
I wrote for column tomorrow. I said he's starting to sound like LBJ in 1968. You know, he's just in the Vietnam War. If only you'll give him 50,000 more troops for Vietnam. If only you'll let him cancel Thanksgiving, everything will be cool. You know, first it was flatten the curve for 2 weeks. That was 8 months ago. Now he wants to now he's canceled Halloween, basically. He's going to cancel Thanksgiving. Christmas will be next after that. But here's the one that really bugged the hell out of me. He seems almost giddy as he talks about the Thanksgiving Day football games. And everybody loves these damn games. You know, you go in the morning, it's the traditional rivalries for him and for where I used to live. I still have a place there, Needham-Wellesley. Or, you know, or Lynn English, Lynn Classical. You know all the schools. But he's practically giddy about the fact that there's not going to be any of that this year. Cut 50.
The other thing that some do is they go to the high school football game. There won't be one of those this year, so at least that won't happen.
He's happy about that. And oh, by the way, Macy's isn't going to have Santa Claus either, so you can't even watch the parade on Fifth Avenue from New York. Ha, ha, ha. God, what a jerk he is. And he's, you know, another thing he really hates? He hates youth hockey. It's just, it really bugs him that these kids are having a good time. We talked about this last week when they suddenly, on the spur of the moment, decided to do away with hockey on the skating rinks of the Commonwealth for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It'll be okay on November 7th, but he wants to ruin any kind of tournaments for the next couple of weeks. So listen to this cut from 40, how angry he is. People are having fun. He's a Puritan. You know, a Puritan, by H.L. Mencken's definition, is someone who has the lingering suspicion that somebody somewhere is having fun. That's Charlie Parker here. Cut 40.
Based on the evidence we have so far, it's not clear if the spread is about hockey or all the stuff going on around it.
Fun.
It's likely coming from all the activity around hockey and some irresponsible behavior from parents and coaches when it comes to COVID. The travel, the gathering before and after. Remember, many times these tournaments involve people showing up at a rink at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, playing a series of games over the course of the day, and basically spending more time at the rink with each other, engaged in conversation, sharing of food, potentially sharing of drink, and maybe only playing two or three games and then leaving at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. You can compound that by some of the ones that involve weekend trips to play in tournaments in nearby states, and you get the idea that it's about a lot more than just the time on the ice.
Would you rather have them putting their sons on airplanes and having them grope women that they don't know? Is that a better use of their time? Charlie Parker? Ugh. So a reporter asks him, these reporters, I don't know, they're totally bought in to this cult. And this is cult-like behavior that's going on here. When you believe in things that you don't understand, it's superstition. And he doesn't understand this. Nobody understands what a virus does. But whatever he's doing, it isn't working. Because we're number 3 in the death rate, and we're number 2 in the nursing home death rates. One out of every 7 people in nursing homes he's killed, or his corrupt Department of Public Health has killed by misregulating. And so the reporter, though, is angry because these kids today, They're not listening to Baker. Cut 48.
But no, nowadays we're hearing about a new party or a new gathering, shutting down a school or something else all the time.
Yeah.
We're hearing about it all the time. The people in their 30s, it sounds like they're just not listening to you.
I don't think it's the people aren't listening because they're getting tested, okay? I mean, part of what I take from this is a lot of people, they are definitely having these gatherings. That's happening.
Let me give you a statistic. In the last 2 weeks, according to Charlie Parker's own stats, one person under the age of 40 has died in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. One person. Why are they not listening to you saying that you're going to die? Could it be the fact that they're looking at the statistics? 844-500-4242. So I just want to – let's go back to youth hockey. Youth hockey has got to they've got to comply, you know, or we'll just shut them down like the Thanksgiving football games. Cut 41.
Parents and coaches have an obligation to protect their kids and themselves and their teammates. I know the shutdown wasn't welcome news. Anybody who saw my social network page knows that. But youth hockey needs to make some changes, and we look forward to working with them to create the kind of framework that will be safe for kids and for parents.
He gets into this this jive, this bureaucraties. It's like he spends all of his time with these phonies with their white coats. And these people are from the Department of Public Health, one of the most corrupt departments in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, right up there with the state police and the state judiciary when it comes to sleazy, crooked people. And again, 65,000 criminal drug tests thrown out by the conducted by the Department of Public Health. 70 people dead, poisoned, when they didn't regulate the New England Compounding Pharmacy in Framingham. This is the department that's calling the shots now. But here he is. Oh, he's got all of the cliches down. Cut 32.
What's most concerning about this data is the spike in cases for people under the age of 30. According to our most recent data, about 300 people per day under 30 have contracted COVID-19, tested positive for it.
This is what they call these the case, 1,000 cases. Nobody's sick. Governor Parker, nobody's sick. And then he says, oh, they could give it to Gramps and Nana. Hey, Governor, have you forgotten you killed Gramps and Nana way back when? Here he is. Now this, he's going to even do it even better in getting in all the cliches in this one. Cut 31.
The command center is also working to publish more data around clusters.
Yeah, this whole thing is a cluster something under Charlie Baker. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back, and we've also got some more cuts to play, but we want to take some calls on this. What you think of this? Thanksgiving has basically been canceled if he has his way. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Lisa wrote, quote, "The Thunderstorm is everything Howie Carr claimed it would be. I have 3 dogs and 3 birds, but you wouldn't know it now," unquote. Another stated, quote, "The Thunderstorm way exceeded my expectations. It will come in even more handy when winter arrives and we cannot open the windows," unquote. Winter is coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing those savings along to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco smoke, or that damp smell you may have in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. The Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room. Also, no filters are needed. They can be messy on those bigger machines, as you well know. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Limerick guy says, H, I have to laugh when I hear Parker say our command center, which is nothing more than this numbskull mishandling everything. I know he keeps taking bows for what a great job he's done. You know, we're testing more than anybody else in the country. he says. We have a higher rate of people wearing masks than anywhere else in the country. I guess that just means we have more dumbasses than anywhere else in the country. Dr. Fauci said it's just a form of virtue signaling. Why is it a big deal? And, you know, if masks are so important, it's so important that we're number one or number two in wearing masks. Why are we number three in deaths? Is it just me? Am I the only one asking these questions? I don't think so. Okay. Now, you've just got to say that you know what? There are too many parties, or as Charlie Parker likes to call them, unregulated social gatherings. Cut 36.
People really need to stop hosting big parties. And I say that as Halloween approaches. I said many times over the course of the past 10 days that organized and structured outdoor trick-or-treating is a much safer way for people to celebrate Halloween than to gather indoors for an extended period of time to share food, to play games, and to participate in what I would describe as close contact activities between and among multiple generations.
Well, are we supposed to think he's somehow erudite, that he knows what he's talking about because he says between multiple generations or among multiple generations? What a fool. Cut 33.
We've been clear for months now that unregulated social gatherings
are largely prohibited
because they are the perfect environment for COVID-19 to spread. Communities, local officials especially, continue to report that house parties and gatherings are happening now indoors as the weather cools and as people have let down their guard. People need to remember that COVID has and will be with us until there's a vaccine or new treatments.
And also with you. I'm sorry. It's end with your spirit.
Et cum spiritu tuo. And you'll be with us until the 2022 primary election, Charlie, because we're going to get rid of you in the primary. We're not going to get rid of you in the general. We're going to get rid of you in the primary if you're stupid enough to want to run, because we've had it up to here. Imagine if you'd been running for office and it said, as governor, I plan to largely prohibit unregulated social gatherings. And oh, by the way, I don't want you watching football anymore on the weekends. He said that too today. And I thought to myself, well, that's a good news. That's good news for Charlie, because if things keep going the way they are and what happens in Buffalo, what Vegas thinks is going to happen in Buffalo, that'll be the last super spreader of the NFL season in New England. Walter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Walter.
Hey, Al.
Yes.
He treated the hockey players and parents worse than he treated the rioters.
You noticed that, huh? Yeah, he said the rioters had a First Amendment right to loot and burn down buildings. But if you want to take your son to a hockey rink and have a good day and have him hanging out with his buddies, playing a couple of games, going out to eat, that's, he wants to shut you down.
I just hope all these kids' parents remember. I really do.
I think they are, Walter. I didn't know that, that he had this social site where, and he mentioned it earlier. We played one of the cuts where he said he took a lot of grief on about the ending of hockey practices for 2 weeks. And I could tell you from our own podcast, we look at it, which hours do better. And that hockey rink podcast, the last hour on Friday night, that was the biggest hour we had all week long last week. So I think people are really angry about this. And he now keeps mentioning, well, you know, this has really been a long time that this has been going on and everybody's tired of. Charlie, you got no idea how tired people are of this, especially the people who have been missing paychecks because of this. People whose kids are home from school. There's a story in the Springfield paper, Mass Live, the Republican today, about how the education of kids in the upper elementary grades is really starting to slip. It's slipping everywhere. It's slipping across the board. This is a disaster across the board, and it's totally unnecessary. But he's got to pay a price politically. I'm Howie Carr.